If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Tom, if you're doing any last minute Christmas giving, there's a good suggestion right there, Mr. Fortino.
You know, I always like doing ordering online. You don't even have to get up. You just sit down at your table and order it. And can't be simpler than that.
Suddenly you're king for a day, and then that box arrives like, oh, Tom, I love Mr. Fortino. Honey, he's our favorite financial founder and principal at Alpha Wealth Group and the host of the Alpha Wealth Hour. You hear that Sunday mornings on WGN Radio. What's the big financial news in the world that's interesting to you right now? What's the number, the trend, the government action? What's on your mind these days, Tom?
Well, I mean, every month it's the new stuff. I mean, the Fed obviously is coming up on Wednesday, so I don't know if it's really moving much because everybody expects it to be the 25 basis points. But it's really going into next year, and there's going to be a change. I think the election and the potential tax laws and so on, and those are going to be somewhat impactful on the overall economy. So those are some big things. I think, there's a little overreaction to what the market's doing lately. I was listening earlier, you were mentioning the Dow being down 8 straight days. We're going maybe into a 9th. But I think the market going forward, we're still positive. I'm not often real bullish, but I'm pretty bullish right now.
Yeah. The Dow is below 44 for the first time in a while, which is an insane statement. And our big question here is it going to close the year at above or below 44? I would imagine this trend of late is going to reverse itself. We'll be north maybe of or at about 44?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, okay, the Dow peaked at 45, just slightly over. So if you look at from the peak to where it is today, that's maybe a little over a 3% drop. And then you compare that to, okay, what about the other, the other indexes, the NASDAQ and the S&P? Well, they're positive. So, and then, again, we look at year to date. What are you going to say? It's been a bad year. Yeah, that's not really accurate. So I think it's going to continue. Of course, that's the whole thing with the market. It goes up, it goes down. It never goes straight up. So these are just minor blips, and we'll see how things go. But I think it's going to, again, still there's just a lot of positive signs in this market.
And then with the new administration, you alluded to that when you started speaking just a second ago, and that is maybe lower taxes, maybe fewer regulations. Business likes that. But some of their ideas, it's a safe bet to say, would be inflationary, and that'll drag on the economy. I wonder how it's going to all wash out, Tom.
You know, that's a good question, because the reality is nobody knows the answer to that. But, you got to take a look at things and say, based on the history, based on what you think is going to happen. For example, okay, if corporate tax rates go down to 15%, I heard someone the other day mention this, they looked at the numbers. You're looking at earnings, of course, because now your tax rates are down. Earnings will go up for the S&P by 4%. So
wow.
Now you're looking at earnings going up. So just on that alone.
Right. And now you're looking at less money being thrown off to the Treasury. And so somebody's got to pick. I know we don't pay our bills anyway. We just borrow. But I mean, it would seem to me like there'd be a negative repercussion for that, too.
Well, here's, interestingly enough, again, historically, we've seen it's the old, 100% of zero is still zero. So, the old Laffer curve, if you refer to that. But if you look at tax rates, the argument on the other side is, okay, if I get a small percentage of a bigger number, that's okay. And so, historically, we've seen lower tax rates create more growth and more tax revenue. That's historically, and that was true from 2017 to 2019. And so, again, we'll see how that all washes out. Nobody knows for sure. That's the reality of it.
Well, that sounds like trickle-down economics, and I don't have the time to argue that point with you, Tom, but I'm not sure that lowering tax rates for big businesses or wealthy wage earners has a net positive effect on the U.S. economy or taxpayers overall. Are you suggesting that?
No. What I'm suggesting is, from a corporate standpoint, in small, if you look at small business, an example, I think we've had this conversation before, just from consumer confidence. You look at the small business confidence, it jumped, I think it's highest in, I don't know how, multiple years.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of confidence out there and optimism. And I think, you know, as a business owner, which hopefully begets more employment, which begets more spending, more investment, capital investment, those are the things you hope offset. I get you, you know, there's always the two sides to everything, but the goal is that that gets more growth, which, again, creates more opportunity, more capital investment, and even potentially capital investment from other countries into America.
Yeah, they might be forced to. I mean, that's part of the tariff debate, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But you would suggest also that for smaller, medium-sized businesses, if their tax rate is lower, they might be able to hire more people in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is with more profit, because, again, maybe more employment, more capital investment, and this is the hope that those things, I guess the reality is we're going to find out soon enough,
yeah.
Again, depending on what passes over the course of the next year.
Right, or how much of this is just posturing by the administration to get businesses and countries to fall into line. Any last-minute tips for people at the end of the year? I mean, hopefully you funded everything you can fund, and you've got the maximum match. What's some year-end advice for our listeners?
Well, you still have some time, and I've kind of beat on this for a while, the Roth conversions. You have till December 31st to do them for this year, which is to take money from your IRAs or 401ks to a Roth, pay the tax, and never pay it again. You have until December 31st. That can still be done. Don't forget required minimum distributions. Have to be done by the end of the year. For those of you that have those, it's a 25% penalty if you don't do that. And then, you know, there's some stock, you know, tax loss harvesting. If you have some stocks you own that have some losses on them, again, you have until December 31st to sell them to realize those losses going on your tax return for next year. So, and you can always download our report on end of year planning. Those ideas are in there.
One last thing. Is there an area that you're optimistic about for next year in terms of equities or companies in general?
Well, I just think overall, and we've seen it, you know, large cap growth is, I think, where we're going to see things going. I still think these large, and technology is never going to, I shouldn't say never. Let me take that back. It is typically, that's a place where you're going to continue to see the growth. And so I think that's where it's going to be.
They might wobble a little bit along the way. I mean, I wonder if the NVIDIAs of the world are if not overvalued, you know, maximally valued right now. But you do see an upside even in those companies, huh?
I absolutely do see an upside. But you have to be careful. I've come across a number of people who say, I have almost much of their money in just one stock. I don't care if it's NVIDIA, Microsoft, wherever. You have to be very careful. So I would tell you to spread that around a little bit no matter what.
Tom Fortino is the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group. He's got a full hour to tell you stuff like this and have conversations and answer questions. The Alpha Wealth Hour is Sunday mornings at 7 here on WGN. Happy New Year. Nice to talk to you again, Tom.
You too. Happy New Year. You take care, Jeff.
Stay well. Listen for him Sunday mornings.